Oh, you ready? Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the September 21st meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everybody. We have an item up front before we get to the formal council calendar, and that is a proclamation about our charitable giving campaign. So along with the rest of the council, we're very happy to be announcing the kickoff of our City of Portland 2017 charitable campaign, which runs from now through October 14th. That's where we as city employees get a chance to make a commitment about what we're willing to do. Each year, the city partners with umbrella organizations in the charitable nonprofit community that represent hundreds of charities. Our city employees then have an opportunity to donate to any one of these charities through payroll deductions. This year, there are over 500 local, national, and international charities represented through those organizations. And sometime today, every city employee will receive a flyer that explains about the program and how we can all participate. So I want to thank everyone who participated this year, as well as anyone who's donated since this effort began in 1989. Last year, more than 600 generous city employees contributed more than $290,000. So I want to read this proclamation and call up our team of city workers that are leading this effort. And come on up, Tosin, and I will read this, and you two can get this started. Whereas the city's charitable campaign was established in 1989 by then Commissioner Mike Lindbergh as an opportunity for employees to give money to charities through a payroll deduction, and whereas the city's charitable campaign represents an easy and important avenue for city employees to support the charities in our community that matter most to them, and whereas 16 charities will participate in this year's campaign, most of which are umbrella organizations representing multiple charities with more than 500 organizations represented, and whereas these groups help make positive changes in areas including child abuse prevention, environment, education, healthcare, social justice, equity, access to arts and culture, world human rights, hunger, and housing, and whereas last year 629 city employees donated more than $291,000 to local, national, and international charities through the campaign, whereas city employee donations have totaled nearly $2.6 million over the last 10 years, and whereas the commitment to charitable giving is demonstrated by city employees year after year, and whereas city employees have a third payday in September, and that day is September 29th, 2016, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim September 29th, 2016 to be the City's Day of Giving and encourage city employees to observe this day by participating in the City's charitable campaign. So welcome and good morning, and tell us more.
I'm Jane Brayton. I'm with OMF Business Operations.
I'm Tosi Abiodun, and I'm with OMF Business Operations.
So we're pleased to welcome Tosin. This is her first year as the city's charitable campaign coordinator in our shop, and she brings actually a lot of charitable campaign ideas to this year and to future years. Really want to thank the mayor and council for supporting this endeavor. I know that a week ago you heard a presentation about the city being an employer of choice and how important it is to our employees to be with a values-based employer. And I think that this charitable campaign, I can tell from the enthusiasm from our bureau charity reps, that it really fulfills that for them and does create an avenue for engagement. We also give every bureau an opportunity to designate a lead. That person gets to communicate with everyone in their bureau and gets to be part of a citywide program and project. And I could tell from the kickoff as well that they are very enthused with that level of engagement. So we're very proud to work on this campaign and very thankful for the council's support.
That's great. Yeah, I think we've all seen some examples lately of really how it does make a difference. I mean, the things that people have been doing about hunger and homelessness in Portland are really making a difference and are really much needed. So we appreciate your leadership of this effort. So Tosin, welcome.
Thank you. Nice. And we also have a representative from different charity organizations here present.
Mm. Okay. Now, so who's here today? Stand up and tell us what organization you're with, please.
I'm Megan Humphreys, and I'm with First Share Oregon.
Ah.
I'm Brian Carlson, and I'm with the Sunshine Division.
Great.
I'm John Wilson, and I'm with Local Impact.
I'm Elizabeth Lorenzo, I'm with
Megan. Great. Well, welcome. Yeah, again, I see city employees really making a difference in this work, and was out with everyone involved, including the Sunshine Division, with the Shop with a Cop program, where we had hundreds of kids that might not have started the school year well-prepared and confident, able to buy clothes and the school supplies, thanks to that great effort. So there's just a lot of ways where people are making a difference, and we appreciate this effort. And so you know how it is with charitable giving. People have to be asked. So you are hereby, if you're a city employee, asked to participate. And this won't be the only ask, because there are going to be leads in the bureaus, and Tosin and others are going to be getting the word out. So thank you very much for this work, Tosin.
I'll give
you the official proclamation. Let's hear it for charitable giving. Thank you all. Okay, we should move on.